Remembering Sliman Mansour. The influential Palestinian painter dies at 79, the National Museum of the American Latino is still looking for a home, and the new horse mural that'll put a smile on your face. Sliman Mansour, a major figure in Palestinian art, died yesterday at age 79. Drawing from the bleeding wound of the Nakba and the fight for liberation, his work is a defiant response to those who wish Palestine was just a distant memory. Mansour painted the pride and dignity of his people. There is no anger in his canvases, no call for revenge, just a people who deserve to live on their land. I know for a fact that he wished none of these paintings had to be made in the first place. Hakim Bishara, editor-in-chief. How AIDS activists turned graphic design into a weapon. In the mid-1980s, as the AIDS crisis simmered hotter and hotter in the apartments and bathhouses of New York, a band of frightened, fed-up young men took to copy shops around town. They were watching friends, partners, and lovers waste away with a mysterious virus, blamefully dubbed the gay plague by some. These kids knew what they were doing when they took jobs at Kinko's. Clandestinely running the printers after hours, a so far indifferent corporate America owed the public more than the cost of a couple printouts. They reasoned, they produced graphically stark, zanily colored flyers, posters, and stickers. In other words, a PR toolkit. Then, they wheat-pasted New York with abandon, demanding action. Amy Levine Kennedy. Read more meet with the School of the Art Institute of Chicago at admissions events across the U.S. and online. Learn more about the graduate degrees offered at SAIC and get all of your questions answered. News. Sliman Mansour, a renowned Palestinian painter who chronicled over six decades of his country's fight for liberation, dies at age 79. Amid Trump's threats to defund the National Museum of the American Latino, the Smithsonian Board will reportedly vote on housing the fledgling institution in the recently reopened Arts and Amp Industries building, a move that would allow it to bypass congressional approval. Mayor Zoran Mamdani announces more than $8.4 million in grants toward nonprofit and small business initiatives, including public art commissions and arts programming. The Detroit Institute of the Arts unveils a new public mural featuring a horse named Champagne. From our critics, Maria Martens was more than just Duchamp's lover. A new book by leading Duchamp scholar Francis M. Naumann chronicles the artist's affair with the Brazilian sculptor, but frequently reduces her influence and career to sexual allure. Lauren Moya Ford. Read more grounded in grain, washed in the water. Black Southern traditions are not relics to be preserved behind glass, but dynamic systems of knowledge that continue to evolve. From the archive, the story of surrealism isn't whole without Gayla Dolly. In Surreal, Michelle Gerber Klein asks us to confront the unjust eclipse of Gayla's legacy by that of her husband, Salvador, whose career she brought to fruition. Read more Gulf Coast Journal, Tony Beauchamp Prize in Critical Art Writing. Gulf Coast invites entries for the 2026 Tony Beauchamp Prize in Critical Art Writing. Win $3,000 for first place or $1,000 as a runner-up. This year's judge is critic Andrew Berardini. Deadline, August 31, 2026, Gulf Coast Mag. Org. See more in this month's list of opportunities for artists, writers, and art workers.